The second-ranking official of the National Security Council has taken responsibility for including discredited intelligence information in President Bush's State of the Union message. Stephen Hadley's admission came in an unusual 90-minute briefing for reporters at the White House. The meeting was intended to put to rest questions arising from the president's reference that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Africa. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is Hadley coming forward now? Why didn't he take responsibility sooner?
He told us yesterday at the White House that his memory had failed him. That's the basic answer. The reason he knows that now, he says, is because of two October memos from the CIA addressed to him and others at the White House, memos that just surfaced in the past few days. One was over the weekend. It was found by the president's top speechwriter. The other was discovered just yesterday by the CIA, and it called attention to it to the White House. Those memos are from October 5th and October 6th. They outline problems the CIA has with that claim regarding Iraq, those 16 words in the president's State of the Union address they refer to, basically. Hadley said yesterday that in one of the memos, the CIA describes some weaknesses in the evidence, the fact that the effort to get that uranium was not particularly significant to Iraq's nuclear ambitions, the fact that Iraq already had a large stock of uranium oxide in their inventory, that there were questions about the amount and whether or not the source could even supply the uranium. That memo was written specifically in advance of an October presidential speech in Cincinnati. It led to a line about Iraq and African uranium being removed from that particular speech. But somehow the CIA and people at the White House in charge of vetting presidential speeches forgot all about these memos and these red flags about the quality of the information when it came time to put that same kind of information, those same kind of statements in the State of the Union address months later.
Now, Hadley wasn't the only person at the NSC receiving that information.
He was not. His boss, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, was also listed on the memo, on the address line. She was not at the White House briefing yesterday. She was traveling out of town. She was in Kansas. But Hadley said that she took personal responsibility also.
She's been saying for a couple of weeks now that nobody at the White House got this information. So her memory failed her, too.
Exactly. There's this kind of collective amnesia, and that's a big question that remains. Hadley denied that they had blinders on, that the president so wanted to make this case that they didn't pay a lot of attention to such dissent when the speech was being prepared. But again, a lot of people forgot. The CIA somehow didn't warn the White House when the January speech rolled around. We see these top White House officials somehow forgetting this key info. Hadley did say yesterday that the president had every reason to think that he was given as a final version of the State of the Union address, a speech that was accurate and fully vetted. Again, he took responsibility. He said he met with the president. He didn't say if he'd offered his resignation. He wouldn't talk about his conversation with the president. But the White House did say yesterday that the president has full confidence in Hadley, in Condoleezza Rice, and in CIA Director Tenet.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.